All right, so with you've already gone through spring, obviously. You're trying to pick up everything, going through, go fast, as Coach Nye always says. So what have you guys kind of been up to in the offseason, the summer, to keep that going?
Mainly just our workouts, our player run practices, trying to get in shape for it because it's a whole another style of football. It's not a down here, down there, where you have a 30 seconds to rest or something like that. So we've got to train ourselves differently than we ever have, which has been a challenge, but it's also been a lot of fun to see the guys compete. But it's just an everyday grind in the off season to try to get ready for the season.
What's the biggest difference you've noticed from last year to this year with the different offensive coaching staff?
Schematically, things are about the same. I mean, football's football when it comes down to it. But I think our coaches this year have really held kids accountable, checked up on kids, and that helps a lot because now a kid can't be sitting there playing Xbox all day or things like that. He's held accountable. And so it's hard with NCAA rules. You have to play by the rules, but at the same time you have to do everything you can in those rules to try to get guys there, to try to hold guys accountable. And the biggest part of it is players holding players accountable. You know, if you don't see a guy there, you're calling him, you know, things like that. And that's been good this year is we've taken that from the coaches to the players, and the players have done a great job with it.
With your personal training regimen, did you do anything different this summer?
I had to. Being down for 3-4 months, I didn't run from the day the bowl game ended until mid-April. I didn't run once. I didn't jog once. And that was hard for me because I hate being sedative. I hate sitting around, things like that. So that was hard. But in particular, nothing big. I just had to do more because I was down for so long with surgeries and things like that. But like I said, it's a challenge. And those challenges, either you relish in them or you let them bury you. And so we'll see how the season turns out.
As far as being in game shape, getting that conditioning back, where are you right now?
I feel great right now. Our coaches have done a great job to help me to continue to get better each and every day. And so I feel really, really good. Scale 1 to 100, I have about a 99 because there's always somewhere to improve. But I'm feeling very, very good.
What do you hope to see your role be this season?
I'm excited to see how fall camp goes and see where that goes. I can't say a specific thing now because I wasn't able to go through spring. But hopefully I can still do the punt and kick returns, be effective in that aspect, and offensively help our team in any way I can.
Is there a particular game you're looking forward to more than others?
There's a couple for me. Utah, obviously, because I haven't beat them since I've been playing, and that hurts. There's a chip on my shoulder there, and I think that's the same way with all the guys. But I'm also going home to Utah State, which will be a fun game. I've got a lot of friends. I've got a lot of family that are going to come. And so that'll be fun to be able to play there for one more time. But all the other games are still just as important. There's little aspects like being home, things like that, that help. But at the same time, it's another game. We have to do everything we can to execute.
What's the biggest thing offensively that you guys have to do to be successful this year?
Execute. I mean, if we don't execute, and it goes to all 11 positions, if we don't all know our assignments, execute our assignments, then there's going to be a chink in our armor somewhere, and that's when we fail. I think if we hold each other accountable, if we work as hard as we can and execute, we'll be a very, very high-powered offense.
Yeah, you bet.